And let's take a few more calls. I think Rick in Bellevue was our next caller. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I had a question regarding my stepdad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease about 9 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And he's still doing pretty good, but, you know, you can see signs of it. But I'm just wondering if there anything that can be done to stop the progression. And I guess there's nothing that can be done to necessarily treat it, but is there anything that can be done to slow or possibly stop the progression? I've heard Dr. Wright talked about it previously, but I'm just curious to what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I might argue with that premise that it's not reversible. I've definitely seen and heard other clinics that have done, you know, focused primarily on Alzheimer's and dementia to help with that. It's complex, obviously. There's a really good book out, Rick, called The End of Alzheimer's by Dale Bredesen. That's Bredesen. He's a medical doctor that has specialized in Alzheimer's. And when you read his book, you can get pretty excited. It is complex, like I say. He talks about it being sort of like a leaky roof. You have to take care of every single leak. Otherwise, it's just, you know, not going to make a difference. So sometimes it's, you know, a heavy metal or a toxic metal condition. Sometimes it's a digestive problem, lack of hydrochloric acid. You know, obviously it's related to the elderly. So sometimes just balancing hormones can make a big difference also. But I do like his book because it lays it out for, you know, anyone on how to approach things. And there are some things that I would mention just up front in trying to help with, you know, stabilizing him and preventing progression. One is, I think I mentioned before, lithium orotate. And for him, I probably would do 10 milligrams twice a day to help with that. And that can work really well at memory and helping to re-knit some of the nerve pathways within the brain and the central nervous system.
Okay. I've heard of that as well, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also niacinamide. I prescribe that a lot. Dr. Wright prescribes niacinamide a lot for arthritis. And it's really interesting. People come back to the clinic and they go, oh, wow, my memory is better and I remember names. And, you know, we have people on a fairly high dose of niacinamide to help with the arthritis. But it can definitely help with blocking that tau protein formation in the brain. It's been shown to reduce that by 50 or 60%. So that's something worth looking at. And we, you know, we often also recommend ginkgo biloba. N-acetyl carnitine is another thing that has been shown to help dilate the vessels in the brain to help. And you know, and there's a whole list of things. Vitamin D can be helpful.
So yeah, I don't know if you would try them all at the same time, I guess, necessarily, right? It sounds like start with the lithium and maybe niacinamide.
Yeah, depending on how many supplements he can tolerate, I don't think there's going to be any interference.
Oh, okay.
With that,
how much of niacinamide would you recommend?
I would do 1,000 milligrams three times a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, rarely it can affect your liver enzymes a little bit, but usually, yeah, within a month or two, you can really see and feel a difference.
Okay.
And like I say, it wouldn't hurt to have him go on several things. But I really encourage you to get that book. It's just loaded with good information. And
he mentions these supplements in that book as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you spell the last name for me again?
Yeah, the first name is Dale, and the last name is Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N.
Okay, Bredesen, okay.
Yeah, yeah, great book to have on hand.
Okay. All right, that's very good. I'll probably take a look at that and reach out to them. Thanks for your information.
Yeah, good luck with that, and thanks for the call, Rick.